focusing on trade and new markets for the ag sector. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
I want to point out that Iowa Ag Groups last week told U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade, the name is Luke Lindberg, that we need new market opportunities.
And after President Trump's visit to Iowa last week, lots of organizations are applauding him for the support of the nationwide year-round sale of E15. One of those is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins and Senator Chuck Grassley.
We're all very thankful for President Trump's strong endorsement of E15, and that act, if we could get it done, would provide nearly $14 billion market for corn.
But he points out, even though this would be great for our domestic demand with corn, there's still a lot of opportunity in the world marketplace for our agricultural products.
The United States is the most innovative country on the earth, but some countries aren't aware of the utility of our products, so they don't know to ask for them. So I'm going to give you this example. Distillers' dried grains, byproduct of ethanol production. DDGs are a high-quality, nutrient-dense source of protein for livestock. After an Iowa delegation traveled to Mexico and told the Mexicans about DDGs, a few years ago, Mexico became the top export market for this value-added grain product. New markets are critical for economic growth in agriculture.
And Grassley says that's why he was pleased to hear that President Trump announced a new agreement with India.
Working to lower non-tariff barriers, part of Undersecretary Lindbergh's duties is giving technical backing for these types of trade missions, like his mission to Indonesia this week. I hope the Undersecretary has a successful trip, and I want to echo Iowa's ag groups. We must push to open doors for foreign products.
And with that being mentioned, Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg is currently on a mission trip in Indonesia, exploring trade opportunities in that thriving agricultural market. In 2024, U.S. agricultural exports to Indonesia totaled nearly $3 billion, making it the 11th largest market for U.S. products. The population in Indonesia is expected to grow by 4%, reaching nearly 300 million people by 2030. Opportunities in the Indonesian market include dairy, wheat, corn, and soybeans, feed ingredients, seafood, dried fruit and nuts, non-alcoholic beverages, fresh fruit, and other consumer-oriented products. And back to the topic of E15, we all know that's been on everybody's minds recently, and Grassley says this is what he thinks as for a timeline.
Now, the House could probably pass a separate bill, but I think the only way you're going to get this through the United States Senate is part of a bigger bill, and according to Thune, there's a couple of those coming up that we can attach it to. I think that's the only way you get it through the Senate. And I'm not saying that we do that to get around the senators on small refineries. I think that's going to have to be worked out regardless of whether it's a separate bill or whether it's part of a larger bill.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.